Boss Man Show. We have a special guest with us, a beautiful wolf of 985 off exit 4 up there. Scoring 20 points a game, 10 rebounds. Now he is with the Bearcats in the AAC. The one only, Andre Morgan with me. Coach, what's up, brother? Beautiful wolf, what's good, brother?
Thank you so much for having me on, and I really, really appreciate that shout-out, man.
Indeed, hey, I know all about that 85 exit 4, my brother. I know all about it. The Walmart, the Saints barbecue, all the way up there. Hitting the flowery grass on Falcons practice up there. All about it.
B-Town. B-Town, baby. B-Town.
Yes, indeed. What Coach tell me is, man, how excited are you to be joining back with Wes Miller? You was with him previously. Now you with him at the Bearcats in the AAC, the American Conference. I won a top-notch conference of basketball. You up there with him. Now tell us how that feel, my brother.
Man, I tell everybody who asks, man, you know, I'm the most blessed person in America. I feel like I'm lucky. I'm blessed, you know, to be back with Coach. I think he's a superstar. You know, what we were able to build at, you know, UNCG together was awesome. He continued that after I left. And, you know, for him to, you know, invite me back and allow me a chance to continue to work with him, you know, it's an unbelievable privilege.
And Coach Morgan, tell us about the process of how you guys built that thing up at UNCG there, man. I know in SoCon's a tough league, man. A lot of great coaches when you were in the league at the time. And tell us about how Coach Miller and yourself and the staff kind of built that thing up and got to where he is today, to where he can leave and get a better job in Cincinnati, where you are now. But just tell us about the process, how you built that thing up, man.
Well, I think if you ask Coach Miller, if you ask anybody on staff, on the team, you know, from the managers, anybody involved in the program, they'll talk about hard work and toughness. You know, those are the two prereqs and the things that, you know, we work on every single day in the program. And so, you know, we worked every single day just to get a little bit better, right? Just, he would always say 1% better. And so, you know, it was a process for him from the moment he got the job. I was able to join him, you know, really at the right time and continue to help him build on what he had already started. But, you know, it was all about hard work and toughness, you know, throughout the entire program.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you this, man, for you, playing ball the way you did, Kennesaw State, North Georgia, when did you get the itch to coach? To say, I want to get into this coaching thing and impact kids that way?
You know what? That's a great question. My dad was a college basketball coach. He did it for 12 years. And so I was fortunate enough to be around it basically my whole life. And so I always had the itch. You know, I wanted to play professionally after college, and you know, it kind of, you know, it kind of stuck with me how my senior year ended, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, the guys moving forward that I would be able to touch had a different ending to their careers. And so, you know, something that kind of stuck with me, I wanted to get in coaching right away so I can make an impact on the floor and off the floor, and I've been trying to grind at it ever since.
No doubt, man. I'll tell you this. Andre, it is. A lot of guys don't realize the assistant coach job is more than just X's and O's on the floor during practice. You got to do a lot of stuff, whether it be recruiting, scheduling, checking the grades, touch points with the family, different events, doing media with me as well. So tell us about the assistant coaching role for people who don't realize all the work that goes into your job as an assistant coach to a head coach at a D1 school.
Well, you know, it's my job to, you know, help people achieve the dreams that they set out, you know, to have, you know. And so whether it's, you know, on the academic side, the personal side, the basketball side, I want to have an impact on all walks of life, you know, with our guys and our players. And so the job responsibilities, you know, they never end. You know, I've swept the floor, you know, I've cleaned the locker room, I've taken out the trash, you know, I've been in the huddle, you know, able to kind of conduct some things in the huddle. Practice court, you know, been able to conduct drills, you know, the job responsibilities, you know, are never ending, but it's a blessing to be a part of it. So it's been fun every step of the ride.
No doubt, man. I'm telling you what, man, I'll tell you, you all are on the grinders, man. I mean, it's grind city for you guys, man, because, you know, anything to go, you're the point of contact pretty much, you know. Don't let it get the ball as possible, you know. So
that's kind of, man, no doubt.
Stop gap pretty much there.
yep, that's my job. So,
yes, sir. Yes, man. Maybe I just know, bro. Like, for recruiting wise, for you guys, you know, the AAC is a national brand, man. So, you can get down and back down in your roots out here in Georgia. You can get out west, up east, you know, DMV area, north. So, I mean, Cincinnati is a national brand. I mean, Kenyon Martin, those guys, Hugs, and those guys, man, put them on the map. Mick Cronin did a good job there as well. So talk about being able to sell the brand of the Bearcats to people nationally once more with Coach Miller now and you guys there now.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it. It's a national brand. And so, you know, I'm blessed to be able to go anywhere, you know, California, Alaska, Hawaii, New York, and they know about Cincinnati basketball. Like, I can't speak on, you know, the tradition that they have here. I mean, you know, you got to be here almost to feel it, you know, in terms of like when you walk in the door, you see, you know, two national championship trophies. And then you continue on, you know, down the hallway, and then you see the pros who have been here, the teams that have been successful. And so, like the tradition almost kind of slaps you in the face a little bit, but it's a cool thing because, you know, again, me being from Atlanta, you know, I want to make Atlanta in the state of Georgia a big priority for us here at the University of Cincinnati. And I feel like we can recruit against anybody. And so, you know, it's challenging, fun, exciting. It's all the above, you know, really all at the same time.
And what's good about you is that you actually know the area. Like, you know the area here, all the coaches here, AAU coaches, all the different programs there are. So you have those relationships already built in. So pipeline from the Bearcats, from the ATL to the Bearcats. So it's an easy flight too, easy flight as well. So
yeah, it's not a bad flight at all.
Easy flight, a little bit colder though.
Hey, I promise it's not as cold as you think it is. I do have a funny story though. The first day I was here on campus, you know, I get here, you know, 10 o'clock or something. It was about 70 degrees out, beautiful day. That night it snowed.
Wow.
And so it was kind of wild. You know, they had never had snow this late in the year, they said, you know. You know, the weather, the people, I mean, it is an unbelievable place. You know, again, it's I almost can't put into words how special it is to be here.
Man, look, remember that snowstorm in 14 in Atlanta? I haven't drove in snow since then. Like, I was in the house the whole week, bro. I didn't go out. I let this stuff melt, then I go out there. I'm not going out in this. No, I ain't happening.
You know what? I'm going to just say this. You know, the snow is not the most comfortable, but you got to be tough, man. You got to be tough to be able to play at Cincinnati. And if you're tough, you can deal with some snow. Just a little bit of snow. It ain't crazy. I was born in Chicago. They got a little different deal up there.
Man, you know,
it's not that bad.
I was there for the All-Star game. It was cold as I don't know if that's what COVID here. I'm like, I'm miserable. Trae Young, we're going to go to the All-Star game in Chicago. He would make it in Chicago. Lord, why can't do it in L.A. or something, man? Come on.
Yeah, that snow and that cold is a little different in Chicago.
Man, Lake Michigan is no friend of mine.
Oh, no doubt. Man, no doubt. Yeah, it's a different deal up there.
So, okay, man, now, are you a Cubs or White Sox, or you a Brave fan?
You know what? I'll be honest. I started off a Cubs fan, okay? Moved to the South, became a Braves fan. And then a couple days ago when I drove over that hill, I had this feeling that I'm automatically a Reds fan. So, hey, I love Atlanta. I miss Atlanta. I will always call it home, but, you know, I'm a Reds fan now.
So, the Great American Ballpark is what it's called, the Great American Ballpark.
You know, hey, I'll have to get back to you on the name, but I am a fan.
You can hit the ball into the river, right? I think you hit the ball into the river. If you hit it hard far enough, you can hit it into the river, you know? So, yeah. I've been up there a few times to watch the Braves play the Reds up there before. Yeah, I've been up there, man. I've been to the old stadium they tore down, Riverfront Stadium. That stadium was old and cold. Like,
yeah.
I was there when the Braves played them in the playoffs. My pops took me up there. So I was there when the Braves won the World Series. I was a young dude, but I was in Fulton County Stadium. I was there. So sports has been my life. You know, I've been around sports my whole life. I mean, we had the Omni. You know how they
Oh, that's back then. That's back.
When the Hawks had the cool uniforms with the big hawk across the chest, the classic ones that they still wear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, still classics. Classic for sure.
The Smitty, the Mookie Blaylocks, the Kimbe, the Leitners, Lenny Wilkins, when they had the Bulls down 2-1 and the Bulls smoked them out there.
Dominique. You mentioned Dominique. Neek now.
Well, see, Neek was on the aging out when I was growing up. He was aging out. So for me, I first had the John Kinecack era. Didn't much humble. Dominique was aging out when I was growing up. He was aging out. But Dominique was getting to be around that dude now, man, blessings.
Great dude.
Yes.
Yeah, great dude. Great dude. Great dude. I've heard nothing but that.
Yeah, he's a great dude, bro. So let me ask you this, man, for you, man, what is your favorite spot to eat back here in the ATL, man?
Ooh, man, I got too many. You know what? You know, man, that's a great question. You know, you got to start with the Varsity. I know that it's like to each his own a little bit, but love the Varsity. Love Taco Mac. JR Crickets, Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffle. Man, there's too many. I can't pick one. I'm not going to lie to you. There's too many.
10 Lizzie's, bro. 10 Lizzie's.
Man, there's too many good spots. Too many.